When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I did not feel ready to do this check-in today. I've got a topic. I've got something I'm wrestling with, but I don't have it formulated into any kind of an essay. But you know what? I was going back through my notes from earlier this month. This was the week of, this must have been, it was Sunday, October 30th, actually. I wrote this note down. How can I use Thunder Punch Daily to be the reflection that I need to do? So, you know, I was kind of asking myself the question, like, can I even use this thing to do the reflection live, as it were, which is what we're asking everybody else to do. But I still try to, like, protect myself from failure by doing a little pre-reflection. Here's the reflection I'm going to do. Here's the, like, the 3 points I'm going to riff on. I don't have the 3 points. All I know is that today I came to grips with the notion that I might have to try a different workflow for a project that's going to take 6 months of my time starting now, right? And I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail on it in terms of exactly what the new workflow is or even what the project is, because that's to be announced, TBA or whatever. What I think is the interesting part is how I dealt with it, because I like to pride myself in the fact that I don't always shy away from challenges. And as a matter of fact, I think I get excited about new opportunities to learn new things. But I caught myself getting blindsided today when I thought I had a workflow figured out, and then in doing some discussion and number crunching, realized that wasn't going to work quite as well. It wasn't going to work as well for me. It wasn't going to work as well for all involved. And let's go back to that pride word again. I think what was happening, I found myself getting very frustrated indeed at the thought of, like, oh, but I've already put in this much work into it. I've got this much system put in place. No, I'm right on this one. I'm absolutely right on this one. I know what I'm doing. I've made a comic before, for crying out loud. You know, I know how to do this thing. And in retrospect, I think my pride was wounded. I think I was caught off guard by the fact that I was, I don't want to say wrong, but there was another equally valid approach, and I was not considering it as openly as I could have and should have. Because like with any approach, there's always going to be pros and cons. What materials do you use? What kinds of tools do you use? Am I going to draw with a bamboo tablet and my Macintosh iMac? Am I going to draw with Microns on Bristol? Am I going to draw on my BioZ canvas? Am I going to use Photoshop? Am I going to use Clip Studio Paint? Am I going to use Medibang Paint? All right. All these different things have pros and cons to them. There's gains and losses that you make in every situation, right? Like for instance, when I'm inking on paper, like I just finished, a friendly game comic that started updating now at boulderandfleet.com. Those pages took me an hour to ink. Now I already went into what I gain and what I lose when I ink on paper, right? Okay, well, let's go back to, you know, digitally inking. What do I gain? What do I lose there? And what do I gain? What do I lose when I bring other people into the picture, right? Like when I bring in collaborators, publishers, pre-press people, designers, because it's not just one person who makes a graphic novel happen, you know? It was a moment, it was like a little hiccup right at the start of the production line, going like, wait a second, let's double check this to see if this is actually the optimal workflow. And I need to be more mindful in the future of when those hiccups happen. And that feeling happens of like frustration of like, oh, are we really revisiting this? I know what I'm doing. Let's go. You know, go fever again. Talk about go fever. That thing that was coined at NASA. Of course, the stakes are much lower, you know. When that feeling happens, that's a signal, and it's worth listening to, but it is by no means the thought. It's a signal, not the thought. And, you know, I this is my second day doing adding meditation to the mix as well, you know, like 10-minute headspace business. And, you know, one of the things that they tell you in meditation is, like, thoughts are going to happen. Let them happen. Thought happens, you know, like, gently pull back your attention to where, you know, you're putting it right now. That is what I mean by mindfulness. I am going to try to be more attentive on the in the progress of this book. And there's going to be times I fall off the horse on it. There's going to be times where I get, like, distracted and frustrated and let my pride get the better of me again, you know. I mean, that's all part of being human and all. The important thing is that I do my best to take the signal and correct it. But you know what? Another thing that I am super guilty of is that the moment that I catch myself, I start a second narrative of feeling bad about making the mistake. And then I feel bad for feeling bad about making the mistake. And yuck, that's a trail to no good. The important thing is, oh my gosh, I almost started quoting He-Man moral. It's coming up in the end of this episode, everybody. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear what was running through my brain just now. All right, I got to go to teach a class now. I got to get myself my chin back up and put my game face on and go get some kids excited about making comics. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, jdroz.com, boulderandfleet.com. Please do check out patreon.com/leanintoart. My buddy Rob Stenzinger and I just dropped a new episode last night. Rather this afternoon at the time of this recording, where we talked about what we recommend to other people and what we think about when we're recommending things to other people as a way to reverse engineer how to get more people to recommend the stuff that we make. So I'm recommending it to you now because I'm guessing if you are listening to this Art Sound Off thing in Thunder Punch Daily, you are somebody who makes a thing and you're thinking about that very topic, like how do I get more people talking about my thing? I just made a thing that I hope that you will enjoy that will also help you. That is one of the topics that we explore is how to talk about it in a way that points out its usefulness to somebody else as well as other things. And that's at patreon.com/leanintoart. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
Today, Tila made a mistake, but instead of trying to correct it, she ran away. That was an even bigger mistake. Making mistakes is part of being human, but punishing yourself or quitting because of it is no way to make things better. The right thing to do is accept your error and try not to make that same mistake again. That's a lot smarter than running away. Until our next exciting adventure, goodbye for now.